Well, let's take a look at sports. We'll start with state track and field action from day one yesterday. Early in the day, it was the Class 1A portion of the tournament, 1A and 4A. And among those results, East Mills sophomore Jeanette Schraft passed Clarksville freshman Corey Wedeking at the start of the bell lap to win the Class 1A 3,000-meter championship. That was her second straight title, and Schraft admits that she had some added pressure.
It was definitely something that I was nervous about at first. You know, being here last year, I wasn't as nervous, but this year, coming back and knowing that people have goals to go out and get as close as possible, something that's really nerve-wracking.
Schraft talks about why she made her move with a lap remaining.
Normally what I do is I wait to make my move until the person in front of me appears as if they aren't as strong. You know, they're not holding up as well, and she was a strong runner. I kind of panicked a little bit, but I knew I had to make my move, whether she was running as strong as I hoped or not. She was strong, and I knew I had to pass her up.
That was in the Class 1A portion of the meet yesterday. Let's take a look at some of those other 1A results yesterday. Emma Lucas of Bedford also placed fifth, and Joanna Topham of Griswold was eighth in the finals of that race. Also in finals yesterday in Class 1A girls in the shot put, Marin Phillips of Sydney placed third overall in that event. Also in finals in the 4x800-meter relay, Logan Magnolia had a second-place finish in the finals. Also in the finals of the 400 meters yesterday, Maddie Duncan of Sydney placing sixth overall. Some of the preliminary results in the class. Oh, the long jump also had finals yesterday. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills, seventh place in the girls' Class 1A. Also in some of the preliminary results yesterday, Logan Magnolia qualified for the finals along with Fremont Mills in the girls' shuttle hurdle relay in Class 1A, as they had they were some of the top eight finishers, and those are some of the qualifiers from yesterday in the preliminary events also in the girls' Class 1A portion of the meet. Now, also taking a look at the boys' Class 1A portion of first day action at the Blue Oval yesterday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. In boys' Class 1A first round action yesterday, it was the 3,200 meters. It's Shane Braheny of Nottoway Valley ended up placing seventh overall. His teammate Bryson Wallace was eighth overall, as they both medaled yesterday. Also, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK had a 15th place finish in that event. Also, yesterday in some of the finals, St. Albert's team placed sixth overall in the 4x800-meter relay finals. And also in the shot put, Matt Fagan of St. Albert had a sixth-place finish. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills ended up placing seventh overall. Mitchell Williamson of CAM was 18th in that event yesterday. Also in the finals, Boyer Valley of Zach Ambrose had a seventh-place finish in the 400-meter finals yesterday. Also in preliminary action on the boys' side, Audubon had a number two qualifying time in the shuttle hurdle relay. Fremont Mills also qualified for the finals in the shuttle hurdle relay on the boys' side. Also in preliminary events yesterday, those are the only qualifiers in Class 1A boys. Also Class 4A action and girls' action yesterday. In the final events, Cecilia Yale of Thomas Jefferson placed sixth in the discus. Also yesterday in the finals, it was Megan Whitty of Lewis Central tying for eighth place overall in the high jump event. Darby Thomas of Abraham Lincoln had a third place finish in the 400-meter finals. Thomas also qualified for the finals through the preliminaries of the 100-meter dash yesterday and was second fastest time in the 200 meters and qualified for the finals in that event yesterday also in the prelims. Now, moving on to other events yesterday, later on in the day, also a few 4A boys results from yesterday. It was Logan Jones of Lewis Central placing sixth in the discus event yesterday. Also, Kenneth McMahon of Lewis Central qualified for the final, or ran fifth, rather, in the finals, the 400 meters. And also, then we move on to the 2A, 3A portion of the meet, which happened later on in the afternoon yesterday. We'll start with Class 2A boys. In the long jump finals, Miles Ruepiper of Kemper Catholic was the state champion, as he had the best jump of the day. Also in the 3,200 meters, Ben Grody of Kemper Catholic, the best time. He placed 11th overall. Also in the 4x800-meter relay finals, Underwood's team placed 8th as they medaled in the finals in that event. And also in the 400-meter finals, Brett Daly of Trainer had a second-place finish yesterday. Also in preliminary events, Gage Clay of AHSTW had the third fastest time in the 100 meters to qualify for the finals. Clay had the fastest time in the 200 meters as he qualifies also for AHSTW for the finals in that event. Let's take also a look at the boys 3A first day results from yesterday. In the finals, Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic ended up 23rd with a time of 10 minutes, 16.36 seconds in the 3,200-meter finals. Also in the 4x800-meter relay finals, Glenwood had a 14th-place finish overall. And also in the 400-meter finals, Nate Kennedy of Glenwood had a second-place finish, while Zeke Whetstone of Atlantic ended up 15th overall in that event. Also in a couple of preliminary events yesterday, Maverick Decker of Glenwood placed 6th, had the 6th fastest time, so he'll qualify for the finals in the 200 meters. Glenwood failed to qualify in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries yesterday. Moving on now to the girls' Class 2A results yesterday. In the 3,000-meter finals, Kate Crawford of ACGC wins a medal, 5th place overall. Carly Larson of Underwood was 7th overall in that event. Also in the shot put, Logan Hughes of Shenandoah had a 6th-place finish in yesterday's finals. Trainer just out of the medal in the 4x800-meter relay finals, placing 9th overall. And also in the preliminaries, among those who qualified in the preliminaries yesterday, well, none, it looks like. Nope, there were none in that division. Let's move on to the girls' Class 3A action yesterday. As in the 3,000-meter final, Grace Lee Castor of Harlan ended up 20th overall. In the discus, Gillian Strait of Harlan was the state champ. In fact, set a new record, 137 feet 3 inches for the state title there. Also in the 200-meter prelims, Keaton Kester of ADM ended up in with the top qualifying time and will run in the finals of that event. Kester also had the top qualifying time in the 100-meter prelims. In the 400-meter finals, Ellie Mendlich of Denison ended up placing 5th overall. Denison's shuttle hurdle relay team had a 12th fastest time, didn't qualify for the finals. Also from Denison, Sunday Faya ended up 7th overall in the high jump, clearing 5 feet 2 in yesterday's events. Now action continues today in Des Moines. They'll have finals today in the distance medley relay, both boys and girls. Also the 110 hurdles will be running preliminaries today for the boys, the 100-meter hurdle prelims for the girls. There'll be prelims also in the 4x1 and 4x4. Other finals today include the 400-meter hurdles and the 4x200-meter relay, along with several field events today as well. 1A and 4A run this morning again, and it'll be 2A and 3A this afternoon. We'll have another full boat of reports for you today from the State Track and Field Championships. 10:45 this morning will be the first time Chris will get you updated. Also in high school sports around the area last night, Atlantic couldn't pick up any wins at the girls' Region 2 tennis tournament at Red Oak yesterday. In singles, Caroline Faust of St. Albert defeated Jen Brosum of Atlantic 6-1 and 6-love, while Hannah Sunderman of Clarinda defeated Heather Friend of Atlantic 6-2, 4-6, and 7-5. In doubles play, it was Brooklyn Taylor and Aaron Stanley of Glenwood defeating Carly Westphalen and Emma Templeton of Atlantic 6-3 and 6-love, while Alicia Johnson and Ellie Barnes of St. Albert downed Ashley Friend and Hannah Holtz of Atlantic 6-love and 6-love in yesterday's action. Creston junior Trevor Downing committed to continue his football career at Iowa State Thursday afternoon. The offensive lineman met with Iowa State coaches to let them know of his decision. The 6'5", 290-pound Downing committed to the Cyclones over Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Kansas State, keeping one of the state's top offensive linemen close to home. Downing received an offer from the Cyclones shortly after head coach Matt Campbell's arrival in 2015. In baseball, Danny Duffy tossed 7 innings of 3-hit ball. Mike Moustakas hit a 3-run homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat the New York Yankees 5-1 last night to avoid a 3-game sweep. Elsewhere in the AL, Detroit beat Baltimore 6-5, Oakland over Boston 8-3, Seattle beat the White Sox 5-4. In interleague play, Colorado and Minnesota split a doubleheader. Rockies winning 5-1 in the opener, Twins 2-0 winners in the nightcap. Texas beat Philadelphia 8-4, Toronto over Atlanta 9-0. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat Washington 10-4, Chicago over Cincinnati 9-5, Milwaukee beat San Diego 4-2, Dodgers over Miami 7-2. In Pacific Coast League play, Tacoma and Omaha split another doubleheader yesterday. Tacoma winning 5-0 in the first game. Omaha make that to 1-0 Tacoma in the first game. 5-0 Omaha in the second game, while Iowa beat Las Vegas 6-5 in yesterday's play. And also the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Anaheim Ducks tied the NHL's Western Conference Finals at 2 games apiece, ending the Nashville Predators' 10-game home winning streak as Corey Perry scored off a deflection at 10:25 of overtime to give the Ducks a 3-2 win over the Predators. That series tied at 2 games each. Game 5 will be Saturday in Anaheim. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.